Hello, welcome to Thoughts from the Psalms, a series of meditations from the great hymn book of the Bible. I'm David Frierie. Psalms 113 to 118, known as the Egyptian Hallel Psalms.
Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Last time in our study of the fifth of the Egyptian Hallel Psalms, namely Psalm 117, under the overall title of the God of the Nations, we considered my first 2 points, that the subject of praise is God, and that the extent of praise is all peoples. Today I have 2 further points. Firstly, the reason for praise is twofold, God's greatness and God's faithfulness. In verse 2, the psalmist refers to the greatness of God's steadfast love towards us. By us, the psalmist has in mind Israel and all peoples, as mentioned in verse 1. This steadfast love can also be translated as merciful kindness. The Hebrew word here is hesed, which carries the idea of God's loyal covenant love. I love the whole concept of covenant theology, that God has down through history gradually revealed himself to his people through a series of covenants with them, with Noah, with Abraham, with Moses, with David, and ultimately with the new covenant in Jesus. God didn't keep changing his plan and coming up with new plans, rather it was a gradual unfolding of his one plan of redemption. The Old Testament was a gradual revelation of God himself, which came to completion in the sending of his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. The same steadfast and unfailing love that led the Israelites out of slavery at the Exodus and later brought about the new Exodus from the Babylonian captivity was the same love that took Jesus to the cross to redeem his people from sin and from eternal damnation. This great and steadfast love of God also depicts his faithfulness, a word which also carries the idea of truthfulness. As the next sentence tells us, the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. So often we have let God down in so many ways. We have broken covenant with him. Yet even in the midst of such sin on our part, God always remains faithful to his promises. Our God is a promise-keeping God. Yet sin must be punished, and sometimes the problems in life are down to our own failings, and yet ultimately our sins are forgiven and heaven is assured for the believer. That's to say, everyone who has responded to God's call and repented of sin on account of the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. God's greatness, steadfastness and truthfulness were intended for all peoples and nations through the power of the cross. God's steadfast love or merciful kindness is great not just in size but also in strength. It is powerful. It prevails over sin, over Satan, over death and over hell. As we carry on Jesus' great commission to the world, to those who are worshipping false gods, we must tell them about the great mercy of God and of his enduring truth. And now my 4th and final point, let's note the duration of God's praise. The duration of praise is eternal. Just as God's faithfulness endures forever, so too, consequentially, should our praise of him endure forever. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he could not help breaking out into this doxology of praise. To the King of ages, immortal and invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. God is immortal and will reign forever, and so we must give him the honour and glory for ever. That's what heaven will be all about, the praise of Almighty God. And indeed, from the sin and restraint of this world, we will have nothing to distract us from that great task. For now, with Christ in our hearts, we have a foretaste of heaven, but one which is so inferior to the reality which is still to come when we die. Yes, the best is yet to be. So in conclusion, we might sum up the big picture of Psalm 117 as helping all the nations to praise the Lord. The subject of our praise is God, but that praise must extend to all peoples. And why? Well, for two reasons: God's greatness and God's faithfulness. Given who God is and the fact that he has revealed himself to mankind, we must be ever grateful to him and praise him, even into the eternity of heaven. The final verse of Augustus Toplady's hymn, A Debtor to Mercy Alone, expresses the eternal thankfulness and praise of the believer. My name from the palm of his hands eternity will not erase, impressed on his heart it remains in marks of indelible grace. Yet I to the end shall endure, as sure as the promise is given, more happy but not more secure, the glorified spirits in heaven. No wonder Psalm 117, short though it is, finds space to both begin and end with one simple command: praise the Lord. And now just one final observation on this psalm, one other lesson to learn. In my introduction, I already referred to the brevity of this psalm, just two verses, yet it's a psalm packed with praise and with meaning. Maybe here is a reminder that we do not need long and wordy prayers to praise God. God will not be impressed with our affected eloquence and verbosity. I'm certainly not suggesting laziness in prayer, like a little boy who knelt at his bedside and prayed, "Dear Lord, everything the same as last night, Amen." But the psalm suggests that once in a while, a couple of sentences might do the job.
To mercy alone, of covenant mercy I sing. I come with your righteousness on, my humble offering to bring. The judgments of your holy law, with me can have nothing to do. My Savior's obedience and blood hide all my transgressions from you. The work which your goodness began, your strength will complete. Your promise is yes and amen, and never was forfeited yet. The future are things that are now, no power below or above can make you your purpose forego, or sever my soul from your eternity will not erase. Impressed on your heart it remains in marks of indelible grace. Yes, I to the end will endure, until I bow down at your forever and always secure, forever and always secure. forever and always secure, a debtor to mercy. Alone, a debtor to mercy.
If you wish to discuss anything in this programme with me, David Friary, please contact me via our studio. Please join us next time for further thoughts from the Psalms.